You're listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
That's right, after six long weeks, the Britpop Show is back. We've been away on holiday, our summer holidays, the first time we've ever done it. We've been away for 6 weeks, but do not worry, we are back and we are live. Now, I've been away for 6 weeks. Did I miss anything in it?
Take the time to make some sense of what you want to say, and cast your words away upon the waves, and sail them home with acquiesce on a ship of hope today, and as they land upon the shore, tell them not to fear no more. Say it loud and sing it proud today. And then dance if you wanna dance. Please, brother, take a chance. You know they're gonna go which way they wanna go. All we know is that we don't know how it's gonna be. Please, brother, let it be. Life on the other hand won't make us understand. We're all part of a master plan.
Take a chance, you know they're gonna go which way they wanna go.
Can you believe it? Go away for 6 weeks. And Britpop happened like 25 to 30 years ago. Nothing massive happens. Sometimes like Pulp come back or whatever. Nothing massive happens. And suddenly Oasis are back. And I did a tweet. There were rumours going around that Oasis were gonna reform. And I was like, there's no way they're going to reform. And I did a tweet. 24 hours later, it's announced. Yep, they've reformed. And that's it. Oasis reform. I go away for literally 6 weeks. 4 years I've been doing this. Nothing happens. I go away for 6 weeks. Oasis reform. We've had the ticket fiasco where it's all sold out and everything. They're now top of the charts. I missed my window. I can't believe it. But do not worry. The show is back, including its shambolic nature and indeed its pretty poor puns. We have made a slight return. Tones, slight return, because we have made a slight return after our holidays. I know it really needed explaining, didn't it? Right, I'm back, and if you've got any messages, you know what to do. Send a message, just hit the app, or a message, contact at cotswoldsradio.com, and we will. I'll play something for you. We've got a lot to pack in, but I'll play something for you if you request it. But I say we've got a lot to pack in. Not only have we got to talk about Oasis and the reunion, we've also got to talk about various things, including anniversaries and these tweets that I did over the summer. Now, there's three tweets that basically I sent that basically broke Twitter. I'm going to call it Twitter, not X. That basically broke Twitter. I'll tell you about them in a minute because we've got some anniversaries to talk about, including it's 25 years since Supergrass released Moving. Now, I put a tweet out saying that I thought Moving was their best song. Don't get me wrong. Their second album is by far their best album, but Moving Moving, which is off their third album, I think is probably the best song, maybe competing with Late in the Day. There's a lot to choose from. Sent out, 70,000 people looked at that and commented on it. I appreciate all your comments. If you want to join the party, go to @thebritpopshow on Twitter, not X, on Twitter. In the meantime, you can listen to what I think are Supergrass's best song.
Hits from the 1990s.
Moving, just keep moving till I don't know what to say. I've been moving so long, the days are.
What do you reckon? Best one or not? Late in the Day could be loads of choices. Right, I asked you for some requests, and we've had one from Dave-O, and you, Dave-O, you never let me down. He said, how long of a break do you think we'd need to, in order for Gene to reform? Can you play some Gene in the meantime? Of course I can. There you go, Dave. Oh, a bit of Gene for you. Sorry, my voice is killing me. I'm like, first day back at school, you're always a little bit ill, aren't you? And same today. Apologies if my voice is playing up. Yeah, there you go, Dave-O. You've had a request, but don't turn off because I've got a few that I've got a feeling you might like. Right, I was telling you about these tweets. Now, you know, I'm not going to blow my own trumpet because, you know, although maybe I'll have to. But usually I'll send out a tweet, and the best tweet I've ever had, I think, was about 20,000 looks at it. And over the summer, I did one that was 108,000 looks, 108,000 views, or whatever you call it, which I was quite pleased with. Then I had another one, 422,000. I thought that was mad. Another one, 481,000. Now, I'm not going to tell you about the other two. I'm going to save that for some other show because I'm not going to blow it all in one go, am I? But the one that was 481,000, it all kicked off. This is what 481,000 people looked at. This is how sad society is nowadays. I put out a tweet that said, first dibs at Oasis tickets should go to the over 40s only. What do you reckon? And this was before the fiasco. This was 26th of August I did this. 481,000 views, 172 reposts, 108 quotes, and 4,600 likes. Now, it's fair to say that a lot of people agreed. A lot of people realised it was a joke. I didn't mean, like, legally this was supposed to happen. But Bold Gordo says, no, anyone born in the 1980s was too young first time around. Date of birth no later than 31st of the 12th, 1979. Which I approved. I approved of that. And also, he understood that it was a joke. Tripper Trasher 2010 said, and they can only be sourced via an 0800 number or by queuing in person at our price. And he's got a point there. I think if they'd done that, like, either by ringing a number, so, you know, only true fans would really suffer for it. Or maybe there should have been like a question, like what was their bass player called or something like that. And if you get it wrong, then you go to the back of the queue. And who else have we had? Wasweb said, should be able to show a ticket stub from Wolverhampton Civic Hall in 1994 and immediately get access to a hidden link for a sale ticket. Because that was a bit... What they did was they allowed people to sign up literally the day before as on the Oasis, website and say that you're a fan. I thought that was a bit wrong. I thought people should have... It's people who are already signed up, fair enough, get the pre-sale. But anybody else, no, forget it. But it's fair to say that not a lot of people agree. Paul Dyson said, absolutely not. Let the younger ones go. Let them learn what a proper gig and music is. They suffered enough with Sam Smith, etc., which I thought was quite funny. But Will P said, opposite, we've had our time. Look at what the youngsters have put up with nowadays. I think that's fair. Some other people, though, they got very upset about it. I got accused, and I've widened my vocabulary. I got accused of gatekeeping. Didn't even know that was. They said, oh, I'm sick of these middle-aged white men gatekeeping Oasis tickets. Don't know what that meant. But then I've learned what the word Sigma means today. My son just said to me, oh, that's a bit Sigma. Didn't really know what it meant. Had to look it up. Still don't really know what it means. But at least I'm learning. Right. 30 years ago, Shed 7 released Change Giver. Pretty decent album. They're taking it out on tour. The whole album taking it out on tour. So we need to play probably the best song off that, don't we?
Taking you back to the 90s.
Shakes the cold.
Something was supposed to happen there, didn't. I'll fix it, don't worry, I'm sure we will. Right, we weren't just talking about 30 years anniversaries on various things, but we're also talking about birthdays as well. And happy 50th birthday to Nina Persson. Who's Nina Persson? She was born on the 6th of September 1974. She is, of course, the lead singer of The Cardigans. Obviously, this show is going to be a lot about Oasis, and I will come back to Oasis very shortly. But when you talk about Oasis, the word Blur is not far from your lips. And over the summer, it was 30 years since Blur released Parklife. 30 years!
You're listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
Confidence is a preference for the habitual voyeur of what is known as. A morning suit can be avoided if you take a route straight through what is known as. John Scott Brewer's group, he gets intimidated by the dirty pigeons. They love a bit of him. Who's that gut lord marching? You should cut down on your pork life, mate. Get some exercise. Thank you. I get up when I want, except on Wednesdays when I get rudely awakened by the dustman. I put my trousers on, have a cup of tea, and I think about leaving the house. I feed the pigeons, I sometimes feed the sparrows too. It gives me a sense of enormous well-being. And then I'm happy for the rest of the day. Safe in the knowledge there will always be a bit of my heart devoted to it. You know,
Park
and it's not about you joggers who go round, 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 round.
All the people, so many people, and they all go hand in hand, hand in hand through their park life. All the people.
Park Life, that's a Sigma tune, isn't it? Yeah, that's for any kids that are listening. They won't be. We're all in our 40s, probably 50s. Right, I don't like to get political, but I'm going to. Why can't they sort out people like, I don't know, Ticketmaster or Twickets or whatever? Did you get a ticket? That's my first question. If you did, you're probably going to sit down and say there's not a problem at all. I know somebody who just logged on the Saturday morning, got a ticket, no problem, and said, don't know what you're worried about. A lot of people, and I mean a lot of people, didn't get tickets. It felt a little bit like Ticketmaster may have had about 100, and the others, like, what were they, C tickets and gigs and tours. Feels like they didn't have any. They were just mucking about just for a laugh. And that, you know, oh, our website's crashed. It's, yeah, because people are coming on to buy tickets that you don't have. But then, obviously, then we find them on all these resale websites at exorbitant prices. Now, somebody needs to step in. Either Ticketmaster needs to start sending letters to StubHub and say, look, you can't do this. This is a breach of our terms. You've got to stop doing it. Or the government have got to step in. One of them said, you know, the Labour government, I know they're doing a lot at the moment, but the Labour government said they are going to sort out ticket touts. This is the perfect opportunity. Angela Rayner, sort it out. So it, really now we've got a battle here between Ticketmaster and the Labour government doing the right thing. Which one's going to do the right thing first? It's a race. I suggest probably neither, and that we'll all just get ripped off. And when Ticketmaster say, oh, you can't buy it through a resale agent, they're not going to enforce it. They're going to do nothing about it. Government needs to step in. One of them needs to sort it out because it's just not fair. Is that rant over? Hopefully. Let's have some Suede.
Class.
I don't like to interrupt, especially when it's as beautiful as that. So I thought I'd leave you with it, with a nice bit of strings from Suede. If you heard their first album, you'd never have thought they'd end up doing a song like that. I also put a tweet out saying that was the coming up, which was, I said it was for £18 on Amazon over the weekend, which on vinyl, which I thought was pretty decent, you know, in comparison to most vinyls nowadays. And I said, oh, £18 for Suede's best album. And someone said, oh, Have a Lie Down. That's not their best album. Have a Lie Down. I haven't really thought of that as an insult, but anyway. Right, back to Oasis. So we know we got Noel, we know we got Liam, we bought all these tickets, we didn't know who the rest of the band was. According to The Sun, and they are pretty well known, you know, their sources are usually verified. I you know, trust them. According to them, then guitarist Paul Bonehead Arthurs will be joining them. And then also two others, Jem Archer. What do we know about Jem Archer? Well, we know he used to be in a band called Heavy Stereo.
Living in a house with your mates and a mouse that runs around the kitchen. So living in a flat with your girl and a cat, her pictures, fixtures and fittings. I blocked any feelings that I'd found in this rainy old town, London. There I'd go, man, burning slow, man, missing more than hidden. Sinking low in a caffeine glow, daytime television. Any fear I'd hide behind. Like a mouse in a hole, off tunnel vision. Singing, is this my life? It's killing me somewhere. It's killing me somewhere. Yeah. Is this my life? It's killing me somewhere. It's killing me somewhere. Up time, waking up time, remember this thing so well. This is the here and all you've got now. So ready or not, go get some sleep. Is this my life? And it's killing me somewhere, it's killing me somewhere. We'll be right back.
I hope you had that one turn up to 11. Right, who else is going to join Oasis on stage? They need a bass player, don't they? And the rumours are that bassist Andy Bell is back for the band's reunion. Where do we know Andy Bell from?
First you look so strong, then you fade away.
Hint dropped there earlier on to Dave-O, Vapor Trail by Ride. Listeners of the show will know it's one of his favourites. And we've heard from another regular listener, Brian. He says, nice to hear you back on the airwaves. Would be very nice to hear some Cosmic Castaway. Unfortunately, the system is saying no for that. So I've had to go for your second option, Brian. It's Pulp. And, you know, I apologise, but this is the way we roll.
Shapes, mistakes, misfits, raised on doubt of broken biscuits. Oh, we don't look the same as you, and we don't do the things you do, but we live around here too. Oh, really? Mistakes, mistakes, misfits, we like to go to town, but we can't risk it all, 'cause they just wanna keep us out. You could end
standing out now, really.
And that's it for this week. It wasn't too bad for the first one back, was it? It wasn't too painful. I apologise if it was. Now, I'm going to leave you with a song by Radiohead. Firstly, because I've been listening to this song all week on vinyl. I love it. There's a bit where it just all kicks in and I just can't get enough of it. I just close my eyes and listen to it. It's just, you know, sharing too much, I know. And secondly, because I love reigniting the debate. Are they Britpop? This is Radiohead, Exit Music for a Film. Thanks for listening. See you on the flip side.
The drying of your tears today, we escape. Pack and get dressed for your father hears us before all hell breaks loose. Breathe, keep breathing. Don't. sing us a song, a song to keep us warm. There's such a chill, such a chill. That you chose.